CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. President Hu Jintao has extended congratulations to the People's Liberation Army Academy of Military Medical Sciences on its 60th anniversary. In a written statement to the Academy, Hu Jintao said all the scientists, officers, and soldiers have been working hard and steadfast and made remarkable contributions to military medical sciences and public health in the past 60 years. He urged the staff of the Academy to bear in mind their mission, break new ground, and make new contributions. Premier Wen Jiabao has urged all nations to further open their markets and reject rising protectionism in the fight against current financial crisis. Wen Jiabao made the remarks while addressing the opening ceremony of the 110th session of China Import and Export Fair, or known as the Canton Fair, in the southern city of Guangzhou. The premier also said China will deepen opening up after it entered the WTO a decade ago so as to bring benefits to its people and the world. Family members of the Chinese sailors killed or missing in the attack on two cargo ships on the Mekong River last week have returned to China from Thailand. The 29 relatives of the 13 sailors, 12 were killed and another remains missing, arrived in southwest Yunnan province last night. They were in Chan Sai district of northern Chiang Rai province to mourn the victims and conduct DNA tests to verify the identities of the bodies. China and Russia will hold their sixth round of strategic security talks next week. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weimin says Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev will visit China from October 19th to 22nd, during which Patrushev will hold talks with State Councilor Dai Bingguo. Russia's Transnet company says it has resumed sending oil supplies to China after an earthquake in the Far East caused a suspension of delivery. The pipeline was closed for several hours for inspection following the quake, which measured 5.9 on the Richter scale, hit the Amur region in the Far East. The shutdown was the first time that the 1,000-kilometer ISPO pipeline had been stopped since its launch on January 1st. This is CRI News. China's inflation continued to ease from a 37-month high for a second month in September, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. The country's consumer price index, a main gauge of inflation, climbed 6.1% year-on-year in September from 6.2% in August. China's CPI hit a 37-month high of 6.5% in July, extending far beyond the Chinese government's full-year target of 4% for 2011. Economists say the September CPI is still high, but stubborn domestic inflation is expected to continue to ease in the coming months as a slowdown in the global economy weighs down demand. China has established a rule to allow foreign direct investment in the yuan legally obtained overseas, a step toward the government's goal of internationalizing its currency. The move is aimed at promoting trade and investment by expanding cross-border use of the yuan and supporting the development of the yuan market in Hong Kong. The People's Bank of China, or the Central Bank, says qualified foreign investors can directly apply for yuan settlements through the program with banks, making procedures for related financial services easier. Senior official Zhou Yongkang says more efforts are needed to prevent juvenile delinquency and strengthen school security management. He's told a meeting on social management that ensuring the safety of juveniles and preventing juvenile delinquency plays a vital role in family happiness and social stability. He said the government will focus more on the problems of unemployment and the dropout rate of juveniles and create a system to help children in rural areas who are left behind by their migrant worker parents. China's state-owned assets regulator has reiterated measures ordering centrally administered state-owned enterprises, or SOEs, to declare their assets overseas in a bid to stop corruption and loss-prone loopholes. The State-Owned Asset Supervision and Administration Commission says all of the 117 centrally administered SOEs must submit a report concerning their management arrangement, branches, and staff of assets overseas before the end of the year. It says state assets overseas must be regulated and their management must be optimized to protect their safety. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.